Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
Probably the ladies' welding class is probably the one thing I'm most proud of, because it's something so, so different. And a lot of people I've told about it, they're like, oh, we didn't even know that's happened. Let's do it.
Today we're talking to Emma, a metal fabricator, and she's going to tell us all about welding, what it is and how you can get into it.
Well, my name's Emma. I live in Young, little country town in New South Wales. I am a metal fabricator. I am the only one in Young that I know of. I was the only one in the region for TAFE. So I've done TAFE and my job as the only girl for 3.5 years now.
So let's start at the beginning of your career. Why did you choose metal fabrication?
Well, I'd always been interested in welding because both my grandparents have farms, and my dad used to work on one of them. And I'd always see him weld and be like, that's really cool, like, I want to do that. And then he started working away when I was in year 5 or 6. So when I got to high school, you know, you could do metalwork at school, and I was like, you know, I'd rather get dad to teach me, but because dad was working away, exploratory drilling, I could never... Like, he was never home to teach me. And then I actually made a pact with my friend at the time that we were going to do metalwork at school, so we weren't the only girls. And then, you know, we put our noms in. We didn't tell each other. Like, I said, oh, you know, I put metals down as a reserve, you know, just in case. Anyway, I got metalwork because one of my other subjects crossed over with another one. I got metalwork, and I was the only girl. She actually pulled out on me and said, no, I'm not doing that. So I was the only girl in this class in year nine. Year nine boys were shocking. I was in this class and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I had 2 lessons and went, nah, shit, I'm over it, not doing it. Mum's like, give it one more try. And that lesson happened to be a double period at high school, and it was just really, really good. And I said, right, I'm going to stick with it. And then it really just started from there. I learnt to weld. I learnt to read drawings. I just really got into it. And for my 16th birthday, my dad bought me a welding helmet, and I got really, really excited about it. Then he bought me a welder. So I kind of just started doing it at home as a hobby. And then, so that was through year 9 and 10, I was doing it as a hobby at home. Year 11, I was still doing it as TAFE subject at the high school in Young. Just trying to think. Because I was going to do engineering in year 10, because at the high school in Young, you have to pick your subjects halfway through year 10 to year 11. And I was like, righto, I'm not going to get an apprenticeship. I'm a girl. It's going to be too hard. I'll just do engineering. And then I picked, you know, 2 unit maths, physics, and got to the first term of year 11 and said, I am not smart enough for this. I am not doing this. I want an apprenticeship. So I said to Mum, I want to leave school. And she's like, righto, get a full-time job or an apprenticeship and you can leave. And I was like, challenge accepted. So because we had to do 2 weeks' worth of work placement for metal as part of the course. And I went down to Allied, where I work now, in my second week, because I was leaving school at the end of year 11, no questions asked. I was finding an apprenticeship. And then I went down and saw my boss, now my boss, went and saw him. Can I come for work placement? He's like, oh, yeah, no worries. We'll see how it goes. Apparently the boys were all very, very sceptical about a girl coming to work with them. And then I blew them all out of the water because I could actually weld and use a grinder. So that was pretty funny from where I was standing. And then I said to him, you know, I'm looking for an apprenticeship. Let me know if you've got one going. He's like, oh, no, that's all cool. And because I went down the first week of the school holidays, and then the second week they ring me and said, do you want to come in and work once a week? And I was so excited. I couldn't breathe. And then about a month later, they offered me an apprenticeship, and then I left school. And, yeah, I've been there ever since. And I finished my apprenticeship on the 12th of February.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, Emma, what is a typical day like in your shoes?
So I work for a company called Allied Grain Systems. We build grain handling systems for companies like GrainCorp. And we also do on-farm storage. So we build flat-bottom silos, which we import from America. So lately, because of the drought, it's been a bit quiet, so we've just been doing silos. So all of our silos are fully sealed to keep the weevils out. Now, I'm pretty sure they don't actually have weevils in America, so a lot of the stuff we get, we have to alter to make it doable and to Australian standards. And also, the silos actually come with a flat pack, and all the components come with a flat pack as well. So we have to put them all together and seal them up and test them to make sure they seal. And then the last couple of weeks, it's picked up a little bit. I've actually got a grain pump job, which I can't explain grain pumps without pictures. They're like, it's a permanent auger that goes across the silos. So you drop the grain into a hole, and then a bucket elevator takes it up. It's got a big scoop to just pick it up, take it to the top. They drop it in the grain pump, and then you can pick what silo you want to drop it in. And then the pump just takes it across the top of the silos and then drops it in the silo. So we've got to build towers and walkways and supports and stuff for that. That's this week's job and last week's, which is good because it's a lot of heavy fab. So we're using technical drawings and heavy steel, and it's good fun actually. I love it. So ready? We can anything grain storage or shifting allied does basically. I think our silo started about a couple of hundred ton each up to a couple of thousand ton. So we have a really big range that we can do.
What are the different types of welding and how do they work?
Well, at work we use MIG. It stands for metal inert gas. It's the most common used welder in fab shops, and it is the easiest one to use. It's just a roll of wire on a continuous spool, and you just pull the trigger and the wire comes out and away you go. Really easy. They literally have robots to do this. So if you have a look on the internet, robot welding, they're using a MIG process. It's so simple. We also have a thing called stick welding, or manual metal arc, as my TAFE teacher loves to call it. It's all the same process, all electric currents, all arcs, but instead of a continuous roll of wire, we have these electrodes. And they all vary in length, vary in size, vary in type, depending on what you're doing. So you literally, once you've burnt, because the rod burns as you use it, once it's burnt, you throw it away, get another one. It's a slower process, but a lot of people think it's outdated, which it isn't. A lot of farmers still use it. The pipeliners use it on the the gas pipes, the water pipes. Our boys on site use them. So they're actually more common than people think. They are a little bit harder to use, but I love using it. Because I just love it so much. Because I use MIG all the time, it's good to use a stick and get your brain going again and do a heap of different types of welds. Then we also have a TIG welder, which is tungsten. I think it stands for tungsten inert gas. I can't remember. We don't actually have one at work because TIG is used for more pipe work and exotic metals, so stainless steel, aluminium, titanium. What else is there? You can still use it on normal steel, but it is a lot slower. You have a little arc that you actually feed wire into, and it's a lot slower. But look, each process has its own use, really, and each process you can use on anything. But no, it works. I have my own MIG that no one else is allowed to touch because if they do, I'll kill them. Excuse me, because the boys like to break stuff and I get very, very cranky.
And you've been part of an all-female welding class. How did you get involved and what is it?
Hopefully we can run another one. Another couple this year, actually. Because I had my TAFE teacher, because I was still doing TAFE at the time when first class was running at the beginning of last year. And he said to me, he's like, oh, I've got a ladies' welding class running. Like, you got a what? He's like, I've got a ladies-only welding class. And I said to my TAFE teacher, where was this 3.5 years ago when I was getting into the trade? Like, this would have helped me so much. And he just laughed. He's like, yeah, I know, he said. He's like, anyway, come and do a bit of a spiel for me. You know, let them all know it's not as scary as they think. But yeah, you know what, so lots on him. When they on the first night and gave a bit of a spiel and told them what I was doing at TAFE and what I do at work. That was all cool. And then I think it was about 2 weeks later, I walked into TAFE and my TAFE teacher comes up to me and he's like, I hope you're free on Thursday. I was like, oh, I can be. Why is that? He said, I'm in over my head. I have a class full of women I don't know what to deal with and they're all scared of the welder. I was like, oh, do you want some help? He's like, yes, please. And then that was week three into a 12-week course, and I helped out with all of with the remainder 8 of that, and then the whole 12-week course after that. Just help the ladies be cool, can't like just chill them out basically, because they're all got death grip on the welders, and they're all scared about getting burnt or zapped or things going wrong. Loud noises, that's a big one. And like to me, it's nothing because I do it every day. And I actually had a few ladies come to me at the end of the first class and say, if you didn't come in to the class, we wouldn't have finished it. They said, you know, before the week that I came in, they were going to pull the pin. But then I went in, because there was basically 2 teachers, we could spend more one-on-one time together. And then they got more confidence. And because I'm a female in the man's world, and my TAFE teacher puts the, I'm his translator. I can speak metal fabricator and man as well as woman. So I was able to get across to them, you know, I was able to change the way he was saying things so they would understand, say, oh, you know, and then do it like this. And they'd be like, oh, you know, it's like, you know, doing whatever around the house. I was like, yeah, exactly. Do it like that. So that was really cool that I helped them so much that they actually stayed. So that was a bit of a confidence booster.
It's so good to see women getting in there and having a go, isn't it?
So I've had a lot of people say, you know, they love seeing girls in industries like this because we take our time, everything's nothing's rushed, nothing's just slapped together. We take our time, make everything pretty, as I put it. And yeah, so I've actually had a few job offers, and a lot of people say you need to get more women in the trade because you're all so much better. And I'm like, I'm trying. We're not getting anywhere yet. So still a work in progress, that one.
How do you think we could get more women into the trade?
I'm not exactly sure yet. So I'm one of those people who, like, if you're interested in it, chase it and don't let anyone stop you from doing that, which is what I did. I actually had a few people say to me, oh, you want to do that trade? Why? Like, haven't you got other, like, you know, you could be going to university or doing this or doing that. And I'm like, but I don't want to do that. I like being outside. I like making stuff. So I had to push through a few boundaries like that. One of my family members, she was like, oh, see, she's very, very old fashioned, my great grandmother. And she's like, oh, you know, you're sure you're not going to go to uni? And I'm like, yes, I'm positive. And I think it was because it's such a big change from what she's used to. Because my grandma went to university, my mum went to ag college. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just completely different to the whole system. I'm just going to go out there and do it. And I showed a few people wrong in young. They kind of turned their nose off a bit when I said I was doing an apprenticeship or wanted to do one. And then I got one and I've now finished it. And they're like, oh, so you can do it. And I was like, yeah, if you put your mind to it, you can do absolutely anything you want. So I don't actually know how I'd get more women, because you want people to be, like, girls to be interested in it first. So I don't know how you'd... And I feel like you've also got to be a certain type of person too, because the boys can be feral and they can be tough. So you've got to have broad shoulders, like any male-dominated trade. But look, honestly, I think if girls want to do it, they should be able to feel comfortable in saying that they want to do it.
And what was the support like from your family and friends when you first got started in your trade?
Well, I have my family backing me all the way, because that was what I wanted to do, and mum and dad were happy with that. It was a job, it would leave places. It was full time, I had money coming in, because my parents are both workers, you know. If you've got a job, you're fine. And I think I started working 3 months before I turned 17. And then I bought my ute, paid it off in my first year wage and then saved the rest, which is why I was able to buy my unit last year. So my parents were really, really supportive. Like, I'd have a bad day, I'd ring mum, or I'd go and then she'd ring the girls inside, then we'd all go out for morning tea together, and if I was having a very overwhelming day. So that was really good.
And did you have any role models along the way?
Like, as I said, I had everyone's support. I didn't really have any role models. Like, my uncle is a boilermaker, but he lives in Orange. So I didn't really have one. I suppose you'd say I had a a big brother in the welding world. One of the fellas that I worked with on one of my work placements, he actually built the tray for my dad's truck. So I was actually down there a few times when I was doing the dog trailer flooring, like for dad, helping him out. And then I went down there for work placement, and Matt said, if you ever need a hand with anything welding, let me know. So I'd bring him if I was like, you'd him. I was at home and I was having a meltdown, like, Matt, I need to help. So he'd help me out and we fixed the problem and I kept going. So he was my role model in the welding industry leading up to year 11. And then once I realised that I was not finishing high school because it was not for me, I said, right, move out of the way, says I'm getting a job and no one's going to stop me. And then once I said that, I had so many people say, oh, you know, we'll help you as much as you can, you know, we'll find out if there's apprenticeships available. And so it was really, really good.
It sounds like you've had a lot of really great moments in your career, especially helping other women weld. Are there any other moments or times that you would like to mention that you're really proud of?
I got Apprentice of the Year for Young last year. So that was probably one of my other really proud moments. I was actually nominated in the TAFE Excellence Awards for Apprentice of the Year and Student of the Year. So I was Apprentice and Student of the Year for Young, but then I was nominated into the TAFE Excellence Awards, which I'm going to Aubrey for at the end of this month, because I was a finalist, to see whether I actually got the award or not. But Apprentice of the Year was pretty cool. I was not expecting it. When my teacher, because I had to nominate for the TAFE Excellence Awards, and my TAFE teacher came to me and said, right, Ams, he said, you're Apprentice of the Year for Young. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm giving you Apprentice of the Year, but you got to fill all this paperwork out for this. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was at TAFE graduation. I received three awards. I got Apprentice of the Year, Student of the Year, and Most Outstanding as an Apprentice. So I cleaned up pretty well. I was the only person to get three awards at the Young TAFE grad. So that was really cool. Probably the ladies' welding class is probably the one thing I'm most proud of, because it's something so, so different. And a lot of people I've told about it, they're like, oh, we didn't even know that's happened. Let's do it. And I was like, yeah, you should.
All right, Emma, we're getting to the end of our interview. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you would like to share for someone who's considering pursuing a similar career pathway?
If you want to do it, do it. But you're going to get people that are going to talk you down, no matter where you go, what you do. It's just, unfortunately, it's the world we live in. Everyone's always got something negative to say. I like to think on the positive side of life, because there is a lot of negativity out there. Be positive. Make sure you enjoy what you're doing. Don't do it because you feel like you have to. If you want to do it, you will enjoy it, and your job will be a hobby. It won't be, oh, I've got to go to work. It's like, well, I've got to work today. Awesome, let's go. You will enjoy your job more if you're happy to be there. So don't let people put you down. I went through high school. I was, for some reason, the one that got picked on. I left school, started working. Build up my confidence. I was able to public speak. I was give a lot of credit to my work and my TAFE for giving me the ability to talk in front of people, which therefore I was able to win Miss Showgirl for Young. So what you do, there's going to be a lot of pathways, and you will not so much change the person, but it will be good for you.
Well, Emma, thank you so much for coming on our podcast series. We really appreciate having you. How can listeners get in touch?
Well, thanks for listening to my podcast today, guys. I really hope you got something out of it. If you want to get in contact with me, have any questions about metal fab or just getting into a male-dominated trade, doesn't matter what trade, I'm more than happy for you to get in contact with me by the Tradeswomen Australia Facebook page. Just get in contact with them, and then we'll go from there. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again, and catch you next week.